Now time for locker room chat, joined by Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale. After a couple games from this past week, a couple of victories, coach, your first thoughts on your game at Horton, 42-25 victory.
Yeah, it was really nice to come on out on top with another victory. I felt like our girls really showed up to play. The intensity and the focus was spot on as soon as we started the game. And that's kind of something that we've struggled with in the past. So it was good to see them take that step forward and really put it to them right from the gate.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys defensively were just unstoppable. I mean, there was hardly any open shots that they were getting. Your overall thoughts on their ability to make them take some really tough shots?
Yeah, like I said, our intensity was much better on both the offensive and the defensive end. So I felt like we were able to match up well with the Horton players. We kind of had a mindset of keeping them out of the paint. You know, the first time around when we played them, probably 80 to 90% of their buckets came inside from less than 10 feet around the basket. And so that was one of our focuses going into the game. And we really executed that. And when we were making them big shots from the outside, we were making sure that they would get those second chance opportunities on the inside.
So you guys get that win, and then you follow up your offensive success against McLeod. You put up the same numbers, 42 points, and give up just 32. How do you feel like your guys' game was transitioned from the first game of the week to the second game?
Well, you know, definitely we're kind of riding on that momentum from the Horton game to the McLeod game. I didn't feel like we started as well against McLeod. We actually dropped right off the bat 9-0, called a timeout, kind of regrouped, you know, talked to the girls about, hey, this is not the same team that played on Friday. We're better than what we're showing. And I felt like they really took that to heart. They came back out of that timeout and into the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, just laying it on defensively and making sure that, you know, again, we were keeping the ball out of the paint. McLeod has a little bit more athleticism where they were able to get to the paint off the dribble. And so we kind of had to make some adjustments with how we were guarding them. but really, Corey had a big game. She had 27. Our girls did a really good job making sure that they were getting the ball inside to her. McLeod kind of played us a 3-2 zone, and the middle was wide open. And so, you know, in past games where we've shot a lot of shots from the three-point line, we didn't have to do that in our game against McLeod. So it's good to see them recognize that, take advantage of that.
Coach, I mean, you guys, I'm sure, know it's pretty streaky this season. You guys have now won 4 in a row. Before that, you lost 8 in a row. And then the beginning of the season, starting off winning 3 in a row. So, Coach, how are you trying to find that kind of consistent success where you guys are consistently putting a good input night in, night out?
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to focus one game at a time now. Sometimes I feel like the focus is so broad that it's hard to really dial into a certain game at a time. And so I felt like the last 4 games, we've kind of taken it one step at a time. We've taken it, hey, let's come out strong in the first quarter. Now let's focus on the second quarter. Now let's focus on the third. And kind of just doing that game by game and practice by practice, really. You know, we've got a big game coming up on Friday. Effingham's a great team. They're sitting top of the league. And so we're really going to have to be ready to play and be focused on doing things defensively and taking advantage of things offensively. So again, we'll kind of have that same mindset. Let's just take this possession by possession. Let's take it minute by minute. And then ultimately quarter by quarter. And at the end of the game, we'll see where we are.
Good stuff. Coach, really appreciate it as always. Best of luck against ACCHS coming up on Friday.
Thanks, Jared.
That was Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat. Be sure to stay tuned. We have Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzmeyer coming up after the break.